But let's talk about first times. We all had a first time where we opened it up, walked down the aisle, and sat into that movie theater seat. Your first time at the movies. We were talking about that this morning because Travis is about to take one of his kids to their first ever movie theater experience.
How old is your son?
He's four.
Okay.
And he got marketed to, number one. We have the Disney Plus. And about a couple months ago, he started getting into Lilo and Stitch. I don't know if you guys are familiar, but that is one from my youth.
I've definitely heard of him. Not into it, but I've heard of him.
Yeah, because I did the remake of the animated, right?
Right. And that came out, I guess, last week and had a really good, good weekend at the box office. I've heard some glowing reviews, not so glowing reviews. It's not as reflective on the original, whatever. It's not really for me. It's for my kid. And on Disney Plus, he wanted to watch Lilo and Stitch, and he wanted to watch a specific one, not the actual movie, but like a side, like mini movie that they release later, and we're looking for it. And next to regular Lilo and Stitch is the card for the new Lilo and Stitch, but it's just the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, Disney knows how to market to
children.
Of course. And he was like, well, I want to watch that. And then we went into about a 15-minute circle chasing exercise where I'm like, well, we can't watch the full movie. It's at theaters.
Because the trailer is only, what, 2 minutes?
It's about a minute and a half.
Right,
right. And he was like, well, okay, well, can we watch it on the TV? No, we got to go to the movie theater to watch it. Okay, well, I want to watch it now. And I'm, okay, well, if you're good for this week, we'll go later this week. But I want to watch it now. But okay, I understand that. What if we watch one of the other? No, I want to watch this one. So we finally figured that out, and I told him, hey, man, if you're good for the first couple of days of the week, which that ended up being pretty easy, Memorial Day, he was, and yesterday.
Getting attention.
Yeah, he was
yes,
doing great.
Father. Whatever yeah. you say, father.
He's doing great. He was great at the baseball game last night. So today, after work, I will be taking the boy to a brewery movie theater, Matt, just for you. And we will go see Lilo and Stitch. It'll be his first movie in theaters.
How excited is he?
He's pretty stoked. And I'll be picking him up. He's at daycare right now. So I don't even know that he remembers that we're going today. He knows we're going this week. So I'm going to pick him up and just kind of like my dad used to do for baseball games is like, surprise, bud, I'm here. We're going to the ballpark. Surprise, bud, we're going to the movie theater.
So how do you think the attention span is going to last in the theater? Because have you seen how long Lilo and Stitch is? I haven't even looked.
Yeah, it's like hour 45,
yeah,
hour 50.
That's a long time.
He'll be
for
okay.
A four-year-old.
He'll be all right. If they
like the content.
If he's into it.
Yeah.
Now, I'll know real early how this is going to go. Because if we get through the trailers and we're in the first couple minutes of the movie and he's like, where's the cartoon Stitch at? I don't like this. We'll be exiting. And I'm fine with that. The tickets are like $7.50 each. You get this really cool discount if you bring a four-year-old. So the regular ticket is $7.50. And then if you bring a four-year-old, it's also $7.50.
There you go.
At the end of the movie. So you get a cool discount.
There you go, movies.
When you bring kids. It's nice.
Yeah, the movie theater experience with little kids is always fascinating.
Because we've done my daughter. My daughter has autism, so I'll be honest. We've been once. She didn't care about it.
Right.
Mostly looked at her iPad while we were there. So we don't really go to a ton of movies. And so the boy, though, is that's all he wants to watch is movies that were from my youth, stuff that he's gotten into. And so this will be his first time in the theater. I think he'll be okay. Like I said, we just went to the Rangers game last night and he sat and watched the game the whole time.
Okay. You like, got to stay all nine?
You know.
I'm not.
Nope.
Talking.
No, we left in the seventh inning.
Okay, sure, no, that's great. Go. Seven innings? That's
yeah,
probably way more than
that's a lot.
And
what
we
I would have thought.
We only did one, like, because last time we went earlier in the year to the ballpark. We did probably three laps around the top where we sat, and that was most of what we did. We only did one lap on the bottom, and the rest of the time we were sitting in our seats. So I think he's going to be okay.
It's always that wild card and challenge of what you're going to get on that particular day when you're trying to make the memories with And even if, you know, I don't have any kids, but you are in a theater with someone who brought their kid and you're trying to, you know.
You just turn okay, around and leave.
Right. We have this, oops, we have that, we're going to enjoy the movie, okay? And it's like, all right. And then.
Because when we did my.
6 minutes later, they're, you know, doing laps around the theater and they're right. just grabbing their kid and they're leaving.
When we took my daughter a few years ago, we took her to, it was like one of the Despicable Me spinoffs. I think it was Minions. And it was like a special showing. It wasn't a new release, first of all, and it was a sensory showing. So like the lights don't go all the way down, the sound isn't as loud,
right.
and it's accepted for everybody to be kind of wild in there. This is a regular showing because I wanted his first experience to be like a regular experience. There's a spot in I think it's Red Oak. I'm not even gonna say the name, but they have like a playground that's attached to the theater. So like kids can be at the playground while the movie's going on. And I thought about doing that, but I'm like, I want to do the real legit like movie theater experience first. And we'll turn that into a night out later.
I think I may like the playground while watching a movie.
I've always liked the drive-in, like. Coyote out in Fort
Man,
Worth.
Man, drive-ins are spectacular.
So awesome.
But I wonder how popular those are now. I know there are still a couple up and running.
I think they're doing okay. Just for this, I know Coyote's done pretty well over the years, and there's another one not super far from that. And then.
There's one in Ennis, isn't there?
Yeah, and I haven't been.
There used to be one in Granbury.
I haven't been to the one in Ennis since high school, but that was a good
I'm
one.
I'm going to a drive-in movie
Travis
forever.
And, the high school girlfriend to hang out.
Yeah, there's not a chance that the Astro Drive-In is still up and running. Not
the
a chance.
Astro Glide-In.
No, the you Astro Drive-In.
You know drive-in. I didn't say that.
I thought he did too at first.
There's not a chance you thought I said that.
Isn't that the stuff Davey was giving Bob?
Why do you keep referencing Davey today? You can't just blame all your bad behavior on Davey.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, okay.
No, that's demolished.
It's like that commercial in the 80s. I learned it from watching him, okay? Do you guys remember the first movie theater experience that you had?
I do. I'm pretty
sure.
Very
impactful.
Yeah, it came down between two movies. And then I had to just like look and see what the dates were on them. But it was either Toy Story, which came out near the end of 95, so I don't think that was it. I'm pretty sure the first movie I saw in theaters was Batman Forever, June 16th, 1995.
I also saw that movie in the theater.
Yeah.
95. My first movie experience was a King Kong movie. I just don't remember which one.
Probably not the original.
And he picked up a snake
it's
and he...
It's pretty old.
1939 Donnie is here.
Oh yeah, no, not 1939. But yeah, I went to go see King Kong. He picked up a snake and he
broke it in half,
and I ran up the aisle because I was
an audio medium. Donnie's like, look what he did.
No, I was trying to think of the appropriate word. I was
maybe just snapped it.
That's what I was trying to say.
Kong versus snake.
He snapped it, and I ran up the aisle crying to my because I was sitting with my sister and my cousin.
He killed the snake. I missed him.
I was a little kid. It scared me.
My first movie that I remember was Star Wars: Return of the Jedi.
Hell yeah!
I was four. Saw that in the theater, and that had to have been my first one because that's about the age. Because I'm pretty sure my son's first movie that he saw in the theaters, he was about to turn five, but that was when Force Awakens came out. Star Wars: Force Awakens. And I took him to go see that. We used to go see all the Star Wars movies together.
It's a huge deal. That's one of those accomplishments where you feel pretty good. I'm going to the movies. You're going to let them engage in a little snack action, right?
You have to. Yeah. They'll go insane if you don't.
Yeah, no. And the
bribe them somehow.
Well, the place we're going, like I said, it's a brewery eatery. So
there you
like
go.
We'll see, probably
get them a nice IPA.
Yeah, we'll get them an IPA.
I think your son may be more of a sour.
Matt, yeah, I think he likes well drinks more than anything else, to be honest.
Well drinks.
Yeah.
Can I get some of that McCormick's?
Yeah.
just whiskey and water. He likes
vodka. A little smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a $5 plastic bottle. Here you go. Knock yourself out. Or you wake up and just projectile vomit for 3 hours after, from what I've heard.
You got to get these kids asleep somehow.
Just drink what they give you. I mean, I don't see the problem here.
There you go.
You call it. What would you like to drink? You make it for me, and I'll drink it. I don't even care.
Did you ever have, when you went to the theater, was there a Because when I was in high school, every time Jim Carrey had a movie release, I went and saw it opening night, every single movie, up through The Majestic. And when that came out, I was like, oh no, he stopped. But I used to do that, like my dad and me and my brothers, every time James Bond movie came out, we would all go see it together, like as, I guess, the guys of the family would go see the James Bond movie together.
Man, I would always wait. I would never go to the movies on opening night because I felt it was way too crowded.
I've only done it once, and I don't really know how I got talked into it, but it was the Russell Crowe Noah movie.
Really?
Yeah, I have no idea how I ended up at the midnight showing for that. But man, one of my buddies came away with the, like, we walked out of the theater with the Russell Crowe Noah, like...
cardboard cutout?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think the only time I went on opening night of
ever?
A movie
like,
was...
Ever for you guys. In your life, like the ever.
I think the only time I went was Django.
That's because
it was Christmas
really
Day.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was the only time I went.
On like 2012?
That sounds about right.
I saw all the Star Wars on opening day, like even going back to episodes 1, 2, and 3. And like I said, I mean, I'd have to look and see how many Jim Carrey movies it was every opening day. When they re-released Star Wars, the episodes
the
four,
special
five,
editions
six, yeah. I went and saw those at midnight.
I was just looking at that because I was pretty sure I saw Jedi on its re-release, and that was like 97.
Yeah, it was 97. Yeah, because I was a senior in high school.
You had the VHSs
out.
That had the gold rim.
I probably still have
those are
that
badass
somewhere.
That's interesting. And now I don't think that you could. I don't know what movie it would be that would get me to go see it on opening day.
There's no chance. And
yeah,
like,
not a chance,
not, especially either. Not like opening night, like the Thursday night before.
Yeah, a matinee, maybe.
Maybe, sure. But like, all, and then like when I was like regularly going to movies, that's why I wouldn't go on opening night because I already had something I was going to go see that week. I'll just go see the one that dropped this week, next week, and there'll be less people.
So crazy.
Because back in the day when you couldn't reserve your seat and you just had to get to the theater.
I know, right. Yeah, now you
can
reserve where you want to sit and all that. So it makes it a little bit easier. But man, that's awesome, man. So today.
Jeez, can't wait.
Little like, Travis.
I saw like 14 Jim Carrey movies on opening day. I just counted them. That's amazing.
Drew
seems excessive.
The Majestic, huh?
Well, I saw that on opening day and I was like, okay, this sucks.
Really?
And it did.
Which one?
The Majestic.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
It's literally about a theater.
Right.